Welcome to Dr. Creepin's Dungeon. The special ops team is sent deep into the Amazon on a rescue mission. But what they find is far more terrifying than anything they could have imagined. As ancient horrors awaken and their deepest fears take on deadly forms, the jungle itself becomes their enemy. With an unstoppable force closing in, two survivors must face an impossible choice that could seal their fates forever. How far would you go to stop an evil that feeds on fear? The question poised in tonight's feature-length story. Now, as ever, before we begin, a word of caution. Tonight's tale may contain strong language as well as descriptions of violence and horrific imagery. That sounds like your kind of thing. Then let's begin. Part 1. The descent into the Amazon was like dropping into a green abyss. Thick clouds parted briefly, revealing glimpses of the unbroken canopy below, before swallowing the team whole once again. The roar of the helicopter blades faded as each of them, one by one, parachuted into the jungle, their bodies weightless against the oppressive mass of trees below. For a few moments, there was only the sound of rushing wind and the distant screech of unseen animals, and then, silence. Captain Donovan's boots hit the damp ground with a dull thud, his parachute catching in the branches above. Around him, the jungle closed in, the sounds of his team landing a few hundred yards away drowned by the ceaseless hum of insects. He unclipped his chute, already scanning the surroundings. The dense wall of trees and vines made it feel like the world had shrunk, closing them into a pocket of green and shadow. The air was thick and steamy, a suffocating blend of humidity and decay that clung to everything like a second skin. The dense canopy of the Amazon rainforest stretched endlessly above, blotting out the sun, leaving the ground below in a state of perpetual twilight. The jungle seemed to breathe, each gust of wind a slow exhalation through the vines and moss-laden branches. Towering trees, their trunks twisted and gnarled like the bones of some ancient creature, loomed over the landscape. A tangle of foliage and shadows concealed the forest floor, where venomous creatures slithered beneath carpets of decaying leaves, and insects buzzed relentlessly, their wings a constant, maddening hum. It was a place that felt alive, not just with the sounds and sights of the wild, but with something deeper, something far older and more malevolent. The dense undergrowth seemed to shift when no one was looking, the vines hanging like nooses from the branches swaying as though something unseen had passed through them. It was a world where every step felt watched, every breath stolen. There were no trails here, only endless green walls, broken occasionally by the sudden cry of an unseen bird or the distant roar of a river, its path cutting through the jungle like a scar. Captain Eric Donovan had seen a lot of places in his career, but nothing like this. The jungle was different. It wasn't dangerous, it was hostile. Even now, as he stood on the muddy riverbank awaiting final orders, he could feel it creeping under his skin, gnawing at his instincts. He adjusted the strap of his rifle, his eyes scanning the tree line for any sign of movement. A hardened soldier, Donovan wasn't easily rattled, but this mission had already set him on edge. Something about the briefing didn't sit right with him, though he couldn't pinpoint exactly what it was. Beside him, Lieutenant Jason Reed was focused on the mission as always, his sharp eyes fixed on the map in front of him, studying the coordinates where they'd been told Dr. Felix Reyes had vanished. Reed was logical, methodical, and never one to question orders. That's why Donovan had chosen him as second in command. But Donovan could sense the same unease in Reed, masked beneath the stoic facade. They had been sent into the jungle with minimal intel, on the word of higher-ups who had no business withholding details. Sergeant Elena Morales crouched nearby, adjusting the jungle camouflage on her pack. She was their jungle warfare expert, raised in the tropics and one of the few people Donovan trusted to navigate the labyrinth of the Amazon. Skeptical by nature, Morales had already voiced her concerns. The stories circulating about Reyes's last transmissions, the ones about an ancient force lurking deep in the jungle, had been brushed aside by commanders' nonsense. Local superstition, they'd said. Morales, however, wasn't so quick to dismiss those kinds of things, especially in a place like this. Brevet Cole Tanner, the youngest of the team, was fidgeting nervously with his gear. He was eager to prove himself, but Donovan had seen too many green soldiers like him crack under pressure. Tanner's wide-eyed excitement made him a liability, but every mission needed a rookie, someone to follow orders and learn the hard way. He just hoped the kid wouldn't fall apart once they got into the thick of it. The mission briefing had been short and to the point. Find Dr. Felix Reyes and extract him. The scientist had been missing for weeks, sent into the jungle to study a biological threat of some kind. All the details of his research were classified, but what had caught Donovan's attention was the nature of Reyes's final transmissions. Descriptions of strange phenomena, of an ancient force he believed had awakened in the jungle. The brass had dismissed the claims as the ramblings of a man lost in the wild for too long, perhaps suffering from isolation or even illness. But Donovan knew better. Men didn't just disappear in the Amazon. Something had gone wrong, something the military wasn't telling him. His gut told him this mission wasn't about extracting a scientist. It was about covering up whatever had really happened out here. "Ready to move, Captain?" Reed's voice broke through Donovan's thoughts. Donovan nodded, his eyes still on the tree line, the jungle stretching before them like a maw waiting to swallow them whole. "Yeah, let's move out," he said, leading his team into the unknown. As they disappeared into the mist-shrouded depths of the jungle, Donovan couldn't shake the feeling that they weren't just walking into danger. They were walking into something much worse, something they might not come back from. "Donovan to base, do you copy?" He spoke into his comms, but only static greeted him. He tried again, adjusting the frequency, but the result was the same. Just an eerie, empty buzz. "Captain, I'm not getting anything either," came Reed's voice, followed by the rustle of foliage as he emerged from the undergrowth. "Looks like we're cut off." Donovan cursed under his breath, a cold wave of unease washing over him. They'd been briefed for the possibility of interference, but this felt different, more deliberate. "Let's regroup with the others and head to Reyes's last known position," Donovan ordered. The team moved in silence, cutting through the thick foliage with machetes, the oppressive heat already making the trek unbearable. Every step felt like wading deeper into an uncharted world, the jungle swallowing their presence. Eventually, they reached a small clearing where the remains of Dr. Reyes's camp stood. And it wasn't what Donovan had expected. The camp was in complete disarray. Tents torn apart, gear scattered across the muddy ground. Empty food cans and overturned research equipment lay abandoned, as though whatever had happened had been violent and swift. And yet, there were no bodies, not even a trace of where the scientist or his team might have gone. Morales crouched near a pile of notebooks, flipping through the pages.
"Something's not right, Captain. These are his research notes, but look at this."
She handed over a tattered journal, the pages smeared with dirt and something darker. Blood, perhaps. Donovan flipped through, catching glimpses of Reyes's increasingly erratic handwriting. The earlier entries were scientific, focused on the biological study they'd been told about. Unusual plant samples, peculiar toxins. But as he moved through the pages, the tone changed.
"The veil,"
one of the pages read, the words scrawled hastily across the margin.
"The locals warned us, but I didn't listen. It's not a myth, it's real, and it's here. It watches, it waits. I can feel it inside my head, turning my thoughts against me. We need to leave, now, before it takes us all."
"The veil?" Donovan repeated, frowning. "What the hell is that?"
"A local legend," Morales said, her voice low. "Something about an evil force in the jungle that manipulates minds. The villagers near our base talked about it, said it can make you see things that aren't there."
Tanner's voice broke the tense silence.
"Captain, over here."
The rookie had wandered toward the edge of the camp, where deep gashes marred the trees. Donovan knelt down, inspecting the ground. footprints. Lots of them, but no clear direction. No indication of a struggle or retreat. Just chaos. Like the jungle had swallowed them whole.
Right, we need to stay sharp, Donovan said, rising to his feet. Whatever happened here, Reyes didn't just leave. Something made him run.
The words felt hollow in the thick, stagnant air. The jungle loomed around them, silent now, as though waiting for something to happen. And then, it did. At first, it was subtle. A faint rustling in the trees, like wind threading through the leaves. Though there was no breeze at all. Then came the whispers, just barely audible, floating on the edges of perception. Donovan froze, his hand instinctively tightening around his weapon. He glanced at Reed, who gave a barely perceptible nod. Yeah, he'd heard it too. The sound seemed to come from everywhere at once, whispers carried on the wind, but too distorted to make sense of. Donovan scanned the tree line, but the shadows played tricks on his eyes, shifting and swaying as if alive. For a moment, he thought he saw movement, figures flitting between the trees, but then he blinked and they were gone. "You feel that?" Tanner asked, his voice shaky, eyes darting around the camp. "It's like we're being watched."
"Keep it together, Private," Donovan said, though the feeling of eyes crawling over his skin was undeniable.
Morales stood abruptly, her eyes narrowing at the jungle beyond.
"We need to move, now."
Before anyone could respond, a deep groan echoed from somewhere in the distance, a sound that made the ground tremble beneath their feet.
It was unnatural, like the earth itself was moaning.
The whispers grew louder now, more insistent, as if beckoning them deeper into the jungle. Donovan's gut twisted. He'd led countless missions into hostile territory, faced enemies both human and environmental. But this, well, this was something else. Something they weren't prepared for. Without another word, they gathered their gear and pressed forward, every step taking them further from the abandoned camp, and further into the unknown. The whispers followed them, growing louder with each passing moment, and the shadows that danced among the trees seemed to shift closer. The deeper the team ventured into the jungle, the more suffocating the atmosphere became. The once vibrant sounds of birds and insects faded, replaced by a deafening silence that made every footstep seem amplified, every breath too loud. The dense foliage swallowed them whole, the twisted trees and vines pressing in from all sides, as though the jungle itself were closing in on them. Captain Donovan led the way, his senses heightened, every muscle in his body tense. The whispers had returned, always just out of reach, twisting in the humid air like invisible tendrils. The team was quiet, too quiet, their nerves stretched to the breaking point. Even Reed, who normally kept his calm, was fidgeting, his eyes flicking toward every movement in the shadow. They hadn't gone more than a few miles from Reyes' abandoned camp when the hallucinations began. At first, it was just fleeting images, things Donovan could dismiss as tricks of the mind. A flash of movement at the corner of his vision, the faint outline of a figure among the trees. But as they pushed further into the depths of the jungle, the visions became more vivid, more personal. Morales was the first to speak up.
"I saw them," she muttered, her voice low but strained.
She was walking just behind Donovan, her eyes fixed ahead but unfocused.
"I saw the men from my old unit, the ones who didn't make it out."
Donovan slowed his pace, turning to face her.
"You're seeing things. It's just the jungle messing with your head."
"They were real," Morales insisted, her grip on her rifle tightening. "They spoke to me, told me it was my fault they died."
Donovan said nothing at this. He couldn't tell her that he was seeing things too. Faces from his past, people he'd buried years ago, suddenly alive and accusing him from the shadows. Private Tanner, walking at the rear, had grown increasingly jittery.
The youngest of the group, he seemed the most affected by the oppressive atmosphere. His face was pale, and his eyes darted around like a trapped animal.
"This place, it's cursed," Tanner whispered, barely loud enough for anyone to hear. "We shouldn't be here."
Donovan had been about to dismiss Tanner's fears when the young private let out a strangled scream. In the blink of an eye, Tanner had bolted from the group, crashing through the underbrush in a blind panic.
"Tanner!"
Donovan shouted, breaking into a run. But the jungle swallowed Tanner's form within seconds, his cries growing fainter until there was only the thick, humid air and the silence. Well, they searched for hours, calling his name, combing through the dense foliage. But there was no sign of him. No footprints, no broken branches, nothing. It was as though the jungle had simply devoured him. "What the hell is going on?" Reed's voice was tight with frustration as they regrouped near a shallow river.
"People don't just disappear like that."
"Well, out here they do," Morales muttered grimly. "We're not just up against the jungle anymore." Donovan felt the same. Something was wrong, something far beyond the dense terrain or the wildlife. The air itself felt charged with malevolence, and the further they moved, the more the hallucinations intensified. When they stumbled upon the temple, hidden deep within a thick grove of trees, the feeling of dread that had been building finally coalesced into something tangible. The ancient stone structure was overgrown with vines, half buried by time and the jungle itself. Its entrance yawned open like a gaping mouth, stone walls carved with eerie, intricate designs that seemed to pulse with a life of their own.
"Right. This is it," Morales said quietly, her eyes sweeping over the structure. "Raze's last known location."
Inside, the air was cooler, almost freezing compared to the humid jungle outside. The walls were covered in carvings, grotesque figures of people cowering before something monstrous. The carvings depicted an ancient force, a being with tendrils that seemed to extend from the shadows, wrapping around the heads of the people in the images, feeding on their fear. Reed examined the carvings closely, his expression grim. "It looks like the people worshipped, or feared, something here." Donovan moved deeper into the temple, where they found more of Reyes's notes scattered across the floor, half buried in dust. As he sifted through them, the scientist's last words painted a disturbing picture. Reyes's last journal entry said this:
"The veil is real. It's not a myth. I've seen it, felt it. It twists reality and preys on fear. The jungle is its home, and it watches, waiting for us to fall into its grasp. We thought we could understand it, but we were wrong. The others are gone, consumed by it. I am next. But I will leave this warning. Whoever finds this, do not stay. Do not trust your mind."
As night fell, the team set up camp near the temple. No sleep was the furthest thing from their minds. The jungle had grown impossibly still, as though every living thing had retreated, leaving only their sense of isolation. And then, just beyond the edge of the firelight, they heard it. A low, guttural growl, like something massive and inhuman moving through the trees.
"What the hell was that?"
Reed hissed, his hand tightening around his rifle. Well, the growls continued, circling them, moving closer but never quite revealing the source. Donovan's eyes scanned the darkness, heart pounding in his chest. And the whispers had returned, more insistent now, wrapping around his thoughts, urging him to run, to leave. And then, without warning, something moved. A shadow, a blur of motion, just beyond the fire's reach. It was fast, too fast to track, but the feeling of being watched and hunted was undeniable.
"Stay sharp," Donovan ordered, his voice low, though his heart hammered in his chest. "We're not alone."
Growls grew louder, more urgent, as if the jungle itself had come alive now.
Something was out there, stalking them, waiting for the right moment to strike. Part 2. In the suffocating darkness of the ancient temple, they found him, Dr. Felix Reyes. Huddled in a shadowy corner, he was a mere shell of the man they'd expected to extract. His beard was overgrown, his eyes wild and bloodshot, darting around the room as though searching for something that only he could see. His clothes were ragged, caked with dirt and grime, and he trembled uncontrollably, muttering incoherently under his breath. "Dr. Reyes," Captain Donovan said cautiously as he stepped forward, his voice low but firm. "We're here to get you out." Reyes flinched at Donovan's words, his head snapping forward at the sound. For a moment his gaze seemed to settle, recognition flashing briefly before fading again into the madness that gripped him. "Out!" Reyes gasped, his voice crackling like dry leaves. He let out a short, bitter laugh. "There is no out. There's only this nightmare." Reed and Morales exchanged uneasy glances. Donovan crouched down, speaking more gently now, trying to keep Reyes focused. "Tell us what happened. What's going on here? What is this thing you've been studying?" Reyes swallowed hard, his hands trembling as he clutched at a worn notebook. His lifeline, it seemed, to whatever remained of his sanity. His eyes flicked back and forth between the team members, then shifted toward the shadows, as though afraid to speak too loudly. "It's the veil," Reyes whispered, his voice barely audible. "It's been here for centuries, hidden, feeding on the jungle, on anyone who comes too close. I thought I could understand it, contain it. But I woke it, and now it's awake." Donovan's jaw tightened. "The veil, what is it? Some kind of ancient force?" Reyes shook his head rapidly. No, not just a force. It's alive, it's sentient. It feeds on fear, it twists reality, it turns your mind against you. Your worst fears, they become real, flesh and blood. It uses them to break you down, to consume you." Reed's face was grim, his voice heavy with skepticism. "Are you saying the jungle itself is alive?" "Yes," Reyes insisted, his voice rising in desperation. "It's alive. Oh, the jungle isn't just a place, it's part of the veil now. It's all connected, every vine, every tree. It's working against you. It sees you, it knows you, and it's feeding off you." Morales, who'd been scanning the room with tense suspicion, stepped forward. "If it's feeding off fear, how do we stop it?" Reyes let out a harsh, hollow laugh. "You can't stop it. Not now. The veil isn't just an illusion. It's inside your heads. It's inside all of us. The only way out is to face it, to confront what it shows you. But none of us are strong enough. We never were." Donovan felt a cold weight settle in his chest as Reyes' words sank in. This wasn't just an enemy they could shoot or outrun. This was something far worse, something that used their own minds, their own fears as weapons. Suddenly a sharp, panicked scream cut through the oppressive stillness of the temple. Private Tanner. Donovan and the others whirled round toward the sound, sprinting toward the source, their hearts pounding in their chests. The jungle seemed to pulse around them, the air growing thick, as though the very environment was trying to smother them. When they reached Tanner, he was thrashing on the ground, screaming in terror. His eyes were wide, locked on something only he could see, something that seemed to have manifested out of the shadows. His voice was a strangled cry of pure, unfiltered fear.
No, get away! Get it away!"
Donovan's breath caught in his throat as he saw what Tanner was staring at. A creature that seemed to have crawled straight out of a nightmare. It was huge, towering over Tanner, his body a grotesque amalgamation of scales and jagged teeth, its black eyes gleaming with malevolent hunger. It moved with a terrifying, unnatural fluidity, circling Tanner like a predator toying with its prey. But the horror wasn't just in its appearance. It was in the familiarity of it.
Tanner, what are you seeing?
Donovan demanded, his voice shaking as he aimed his rifle at the creature, his mind grappling with the impossibility of it all.
It's the monster, Tanner whimpered, tears streaming down his face. The one from when I was a kid. The one that used to hide under my bed. It's real. It's here.
Donovan's stomach lurched as the reality of Reyes's warning hit him like a sledgehammer. The Vale wasn't just playing tricks. It was taking their worst fears, their most deeply rooted childhood nightmares, and giving them life.
Right. Open fire, Donovan ordered, his voice hard as he raised his rifle and squeezed the trigger.
Gunfire erupted in the stillness of the jungle, bullets tearing through the air, aimed directly at the creature that towered over Tanner. But even as the rounds hit their mark, the creature barely flinched. It seemed to absorb the bullets, its form flickering and shifting as though it existed halfway between reality and some other dimension. And then it lunged. Morales and Reed joined the assault, their rifles blazing as they poured round after round into the creature. The jungle echoed with a deafening noise, but the creature kept coming, relentless, unstoppable. It slashed out with razor-sharp claws, catching Tanner in its grasp before hurling him into the underbrush with a sickening thud. His scream was cut short, and the jungle fell into a terrible silence once more.
Donovan's heart hammered in his chest, his breath ragged as he and the others stood frozen, staring at the spot where the creature had vanished, as though it had never been there at all.
But Tanner was gone. Ray stepped forward, his voice trembling but resolute.
You see now, it's real, and it's going to pick us off one by one. Your fears, they're its weapon, and there's no escape until we confront it.
Donovan clenched his fists. Oh, they were trapped in a nightmare that was not only alive, but feeding off their every thought, every fear. The Vale had awoken. There was no way out without facing it. But how do you fight something that lives in your mind? As the darkness of the jungle closed in, Donovan knew one thing for certain. This was only the beginning. The real nightmare had just begun. The intense heat of the jungle pressed in on them as Captain Donovan and what remained of his team forged ahead, their boots sinking into the mud with every step. The air was thick with moisture, clinging to their skin and making it harder to breathe. Every rustle of the leaves, every distant animal call, sent a ripple of tension throughout the group.
"Are we close?" Donovan asked,
his voice hoarse from hours of navigating through the treacherous undergrowth. Dr. Reyes, staggering slightly as he wiped the sweat from his brow, nodded.
Yes, it's just ahead. The relic is hidden in a clearing at the heart of the jungle. It's the only thing keeping the Vale bound here. Destroy it, and we may have a chance to dispatch the Vale.
Donovan exchanged glances with Sergeant Morales. Neither of them trusted Reyes completely, but after what they'd seen, after what had happened to Tanner, they didn't have many options left. The jungle was alive with malice, the Vale manipulating everything around them, turning their darkest fears into reality. Escape wasn't possible, not without confronting the ancient evil head on. They moved cautiously, their weapons at the ready, knowing the jungle could turn against them at any moment. Lieutenant Reed, trailing a few steps behind, was unusually quiet. He hadn't spoken much since Tanner's disappearance. His face was drawn and pale. Something was eating at him. Donovan could sense it. But now wasn't the time to deal with it. As they neared the relic's location, the jungle seemed to warp around them. The trees twisted unnaturally, their gnarled branches stretching toward the sky like skeletal fingers. The thick canopy above blotted out most of the sunlight, casting shadows that seemed to shift and move of their own accord. Strange shapes darted between the trees, too quick to be identified but always there, lurking on the edges of their vision. Donovan's pulse quickened as they pushed deeper into the heart of the jungle.
Right, stay sharp, he
he muttered to the team. This is where it'll hit us the hardest. And then it started. The ground beneath their feet seemed to ripple, as though the jungle itself was breathing. The trees groaned and creaked, their bark cracking and splitting as monstrous, twisted forms began to emerge from their trunks. Vines snaked across the ground, writhing like living creatures. The jungle was coming alive, animated by the veil, warping itself into nightmarish figures that stalked them through the underbrush.
Move, move,
Donovan shouted, raising his rifle and firing at one of the grotesque shapes that had burst from the trees. The creature let out a guttural screech, its form flickering as though it wasn't entirely of this world. Bullets barely seemed to slow it down. Behind them, Morales cursed under her breath as she hacked at the vines with her knife.
This place is turning into a damn horror show.
Dr. Ray stumbled ahead, clutching the notebook to his chest like a lifeline.
The relic. We have to reach the relic. It's our only chance.
But as they pressed forward, the jungle only seemed to tighten its grip on them. The shadows grew longer, darker, the air thicker with an unseen presence. The veil was everywhere now, its influence choking the very life out of the jungle, out of them. And then, as they neared the clearing where the relic supposedly lay, it happened. Lieutenant Reed, his eyes wide with panic, stopped in his tracks. His face had turned ashen, his breaths coming in short, shallow bursts. He was muttering under his breath, words none of them could make out.
Reed,
Donovan called. But Reed didn't respond. The lieutenant's hand trembled as he hovered near his weapon, his eyes darting back and forth as though seeing something the others couldn't. Suddenly he drew his rifle, swinging it wildly toward Donovan and the rest of the team.
Stay back. You're not real,
Reed screamed, his voice cracking as he took aim.
You're all part of it. The veil, it's using you. I'm not falling for it.
Donovan's heart raced as he held up his hands, trying to calm Reed.
Reed, listen to me. It's not real. It's the veil. It's messing with your head. We're your team.
But Reed's eyes were wide with terror, his finger tightening on the trigger.
No, you're lying. You're all against me.
The shot rang out before anyone could react. The bullet whizzed past Donovan's ear, embedding itself in a nearby tree. Morales lunged forward, trying to disarm Reed, but the lieutenant was too far gone. He fired wildly, his mind unraveling under the pressure, his fear manifesting into paranoia and violence. Reyes ducked behind a fallen tree as the chaos erupted.
This is what the veil does,
he shouted, his voice filled with a mixture of fear and regret.
It turns us against each other.
In the struggle, Reed managed to break free, raising his rifle again. But this time Morales acted fast, plunging her knife into his side. Reed's eyes widened in shock, a look of betrayal flashing across his face before he collapsed to the ground. For a long moment, there was silence, nothing but the sound of the jungle breathing around them, alive with the veil's malevolence. Donovan knelt beside Reed's lifeless body, his hand shaking.
Oh, damn it,
he muttered, his voice thick with guilt. He'd lost another one, another teammate swallowed by the madness of the jungle. Morales, panting from the struggle, wiped the blood from her knife and glanced around warily.
We're not going to make it out of here, are we?
Donovan didn't answer right away. His mind was racing as he stared at Reed's lifeless form. The weight of the mission, their dwindling numbers, pressing down on him like a crushing force.
The relic,
Ray said weakly, stepping out from behind the tree.
It's our only chance. Oh, we're close, so close.
But Donovan wasn't so sure anymore. The jungle was tearing them apart, turning them against each other. Reed's death had fractured what little morale they had left, and now, with the veil tightening its grip, Donovan knew they were running out of time. Still, he couldn't turn back. Not now. Not when they were this close. Part 3. Reyes's words hit them hard. As they stood at the edge of the clearing, the ancient temple loomed ahead, half consumed by the jungle's creeping vines. The air around them buzzed with an unnatural hum, as though the very ground beneath their feet was alive with anticipation. The relic, Reyes claimed, lay inside. A relic that wasn't just the key to defeating the Veil, but the source of its power. Sergeant Morales' gaze was hard, her eyes fixed on Reyes.
You knew, didn't you?
She hissed, stepping toward him.
You knew the cost, but you didn't tell us.
Reyes looked haggard, sweat dripping down his face as he clutched his tattered notebook to his chest.
I didn't know for sure, he stammered,
but the words rang hollow.
I didn't know what he would demand from us, but it's the only way.
Morales' hands clenched into fists now, and for a moment Donovan feared she might strike him.
You lied, she spat. You used us. You knew all along that destroying this thing would mean our deaths,
Reyes whispered, cutting her off.
Yes, I knew. But it's the only way to stop the Veil. It has to be destroyed or this place will keep feeding on fear. It'll spread. Do you want that?
Donovan felt the weight of their situation pressing down on him, his mind racing as he tried to grasp what Reyes was saying. Destroying the relic might end the nightmare, but at the cost of their own lives. He glanced at Morales, who stared back at him, her face set in grim determination.
We did not come here to die, Donovan said quietly, his voice strained. But if it's the only way...
But before he could finish, a deep guttural roar echoed through the jungle, sending a shiver down his spine. The trees around them trembled, their branches swaying unnaturally as a thick fog began to roll in from all directions, creeping toward them like an approaching storm. The air grew cold, and an overwhelming sense of dread settled over the clearing.
It's here, Reyes whispered, his voice trembling. The Veil.
Donovan and Morales barely had time to react before the fog parted, revealing a nightmarish figure emerging from the shadows. It was colossal, towering over the temple, its form shifting and pulsating as though it were made from the very essence of fear itself. The Veil wasn't just one entity. It was a monstrous amalgamation of the deepest fears of everyone who had ever set foot in the jungle. His body twisted and contorted with grotesque faces, claws, and dark, shadowy limbs, each one a reflection of a different terror. Morales raised her rifle, her hands trembling as she aimed at the shifting mass.
What the hell is that?
She muttered, though she already knew the answer.
The Veil, Donovan replied, his voice steady despite the fear coursing through him. Everything we've been seeing, everything we've been feeling... It's all been leading to this.
The Veil's twisted form moved closer, each step reverberating through the ground like a hollow, ominous tremor. Its eyes, or what passed for eyes, glowed with an unnatural light, locking onto the team with an intensity that made Donovan's skin crawl. The air seemed to vibrate with malevolence, each breath of wind carrying with it whispers of past victims, their voices twisted with fear and despair. Then, without warning, the Veil lunged forward, one massive claw swiping at them with the force of a hurricane. Donovan and Morales dove out of the way just in time, the creature's attack tearing through the ground where they'd been standing.
Go for the relic, Donovan shouted, scrambling to his feet. We need to destroy it.
But Reyes was already gone. In the chaos, he'd slipped away, disappearing into the temple's dark entrance without a word. Donovan cursed under his breath, knowing the scientist was likely headed for the relic. But his motives were no longer clear. Morales fired a volley of shots at the Veil, her bullets disappearing into its shifting form without effect.
It's not working,
she yelled, her frustration mounting. Donovan gritted his teeth, firing his own weapon as he and Morales retreated toward the temple. But it was clear. Traditional weapons weren't going to stop this thing. They needed to reach the relic before the veil overpowered them. The jungle around them continued to twist and writhe, the veil's influence warping reality itself. The trees bent toward them like reaching arms, their gnarled branches clawing at the air. Shadows swarmed the ground, taking on twisted forms that lunged at the team, snapping and snarling like rabid animals.
"Inside. We need to get inside the temple," Donovan shouted over the cacophony of unnatural sounds.
They sprinted toward the ancient stone structure, the veil's colossal form looming behind them, its roar shaking the very ground beneath their feet. As they reached the temple's entrance, Donovan could feel the weight of the jungle's malice closing in around them. Ah, the veil wasn't just chasing them, it was hunting them, feeding off their fear. Inside the temple, the air was thick and oppressive, the walls lined with faded carvings that seemed to writhe and shift in the dim light. Donovan could hear the faint sound of Raze's footsteps echoing through the stone corridors, but there was no time to chase him down. The veil was too close.
"We need to find that relic," Donovan said, his voice tight. "Now."
Morales nodded, her face grim.
"If Raze gets to it first..."
"He's not the priority," Donovan interrupted. "Stopping the veil is." But as they ventured deeper into the temple, the veil's presence grew stronger, its whispers echoing through the stone halls. Donovan could feel it creeping into his mind, sowing seeds of doubt and fear. The walls seemed to close in around him, the darkness pressing in from all sides. And then they found it. At the heart of the temple, bathed in an eerie, otherworldly glow, was the relic. It was a small, ancient artifact, its surface etched with strange, arcane symbols that pulsed with an unnatural light. The relic radiated power, dark, malevolent power. This was the source of the veil, the object that had kept the ancient force trapped in the jungle for centuries. But as Donovan and Morales approached, the ground trembled beneath their feet and the veil itself manifested once more, its colossal form filling the temple's chamber. It was no longer just an entity. It was the jungle. The fear, the darkness, made flesh.
"We need to end this," Donovan said, raising his weapon. "Now."
But as they prepared to face the veil in its full terrifying form, one question lingered in Donovan's mind. Where was Raze? And whose side was he really on? The jungle roared around them, the veil closing in as Donovan and Morales prepared for the final battle.
Donovan's heart raced as he lifted the relic, the small object humming with ancient, untold power in his trembling hands.
Morales stood beside him, rifle at the ready, her eyes darting between the grotesque form of the veil and the relic that they'd been led to believe would end this nightmare.
"This is it," Donovan said through gritted teeth,
staring into the swirling mass of darkness that had taken on a more menacing shape, twisting into something vaguely human but monstrously distorted.
"It's over."
With a primal yell, Donovan smashed the relic against the stone altar, expecting the veil's hold on them to shatter along with it. For a brief moment, the temple walls trembled, the ground beneath them shuddering as though the reality itself was breaking apart. The hum of the jungle ceased, replaced by an eerie silence that felt far too sudden. And then, everything began to unravel. Instead of dissipating, the veil grew stronger, its form solidifying into something even more horrifying than before. The jungle around them no longer just a tangle of trees and vines, twisted and writhed as though the earth itself was coming alive, responding to the veil's newfound power. The air turned suffocatingly thick, the oppressive atmosphere closing in on Donovan and Morales.
What did we do?
Morales whispered, a voice barely audible above the growing roar of the jungle collapsing around them.
We broke the relic. It should have stopped.
But it hadn't. The veil towered over them, a monstrous shadow made from the darkest depths of their fears. And it was far from finished.
Suddenly footsteps echoed from the entrance of the chamber. Donovan turned, his pulse spiking as he saw rays emerge from the shadows, a sinister calmness in his eyes. He no longer looked like the disheveled, frantic man they'd rescued earlier. He looked composed, purposeful.
You lied to us, Donovan shouted,
disbelief turning to fury as the realization struck him.
You said destroying the relic would end this.
Reyes gave a slow, chilling smile.
Did I? Or did I simply tell you what you needed to hear?
Morales raised her rifle, her knuckles white as she trained it on Reyes.
What are you talking about? This was your mission too.
Reyes shook his head, stepping closer to the chaotic center of the temple where the relic shards lay scattered.
You don't understand. The veil cannot be destroyed. It never could. It's older than this jungle, older than humanity itself. The relic didn't hold it in place. It channeled its power. And by breaking it, you've released it fully.
Donovan's blood ran cold.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, Reyes continued, his voice dark and steady,
that you were never here to save me. You are here to feed it, to give it strength. Your fear, your suffering, it makes the veil stronger. And now, thanks to your sacrifice, it is free to grow.
Morales stepped forward, gun still aimed.
We trusted you.
Reyes met her gaze without flinching.
I never asked for your trust. You were always just a means to an end, a necessary sacrifice to empower the veil further.
The jungle trembled violently, the walls of the temple cracking as vines and roots surged upward, twisting and writhing like serpents. The veil let out a low, guttural growl, as if feeding on their terror more. Donovan grabbed Morales by the arm, pulling her back as the temple began to collapse around them.
We have to get out of here, now.
But as they turned to flee, the ground beneath them gave way. Gaping chasm opening up in the temple floor. Morales slipped, her hand clawing at the edge as Donovan caught her just in time, dragging her to safety. Reyes watched them with cold detachment, his expression unreadable.
There is no escape. You were never meant to leave this jungle. The veil is awake now, and it will claim you just as it has claimed so many before.
The jungle roared with an unnatural fury, the trees bending and twisting toward them as if alive. Donovan and Morales stumbled through the chaos, their minds reeling, the realization of their doomed mission weighing down on them like a lead blanket.
As they fled deeper into the jungle, the shadows lengthened, creeping closer.
Donovan glanced back to see Reyes, his silhouette fading into the fog, his voice echoing through the madness.
You were never rescuers. You were always the offering.
The ground beneath them shifted again, sending both Donovan and Morales tumbling into the undergrowth. They scrambled to their feet, disoriented and desperate. The jungle itself seemed to pulse with dark energy, the trees warping further into grotesque shapes, their branches like skeletal hands once more reaching for them.
Donovan, Morales gasped, her voice shaking. What do we do now?
Donovan looked around frantically, his mind racing for a plan, any plan. But deep down he knew the truth. They were trapped, and the veil had them now. In the distance, a deafening roar split the air, and the jungle seemed to close in on them, vines coiling like snakes ready to strike. Donovan tightened his grip on his rifle, his knuckles white, his heart pounding in his chest. There was no way out. Well, not yet. The jungle whispered their doom as Donovan and Morales stood alone in the heart of the nightmare, the veil's shadow looming ever closer. The very darkness seemed alive, and as it swallowed the last remnants of daylight, they knew their battle was far from over. The jungle wanted to claim them, and now there was no escape in sight. Part 4. Donovan and Morales moved silently through the undergrowth. the jungle closing in on them from all sides. The humidity clung to their skin worse than ever, and their exhaustion weighed down every step. The jungle was alive, not just with the sounds of wildlife, but with something far darker. Whispers seemed to slither through the air, and the shadows between the trees moved with unnatural purpose. The manifestations had resumed shortly after Raze's betrayal. Ghostly figures, warped and twisted versions of people from his past. Many lost in combat, their faces frozen in terror and blame. Morales had kept quiet about what she was seeing, but Donovan could sense the fear radiating from her in waves. Her steps were quick, purposeful, as if she were running from something only she could see. Before, they had tried to rationalize it. Stress, exhaustion, the trauma of losing their team. But as the figures grew bolder, their twisted faces grinning in the darkness, it became clear that these hallucinations were not figments of their minds. No, the veil was now inside them, playing on their deepest fears, manipulating their thoughts and emotions. As the jungle thickened, they stumbled upon symbols carved into the trees, ancient markings, half eroded by time but unmistakably purposeful. Donovan knelt by one, tracing the lines with his fingers, a sense of unease settling in his gut. These symbols were leading them somewhere, though where or why was still a mystery. "We have to keep moving," Morales said, her voice tight. "Whatever this place is, it's not safe." Donovan nodded, rising to his feet. "Agreed. But we need answers and fast." Hours passed in a haze of green until they emerged into a clearing where the remnants of a village stood. The buildings were little more than skeletons of what they'd once been, overtaken by vines and moss, as if the jungle itself had devoured the life that once thrived there. The air was thick with silence, broken only by the distant call of birds. They found shelter in one of the crumbling huts, its roof partially caved in but providing enough cover to rest. As Donovan examined the structure, something stirred in the shadows. He whipped around, his weapon raised.
"Who's there?" he demanded, his voice echoing through the stillness.
A figure stepped forward from the darkness. A woman, her face lined with age and wisdom. She wore the garb of the local tribes, her eyes sharp and knowing.
"You have come to face the veil," she said in a low, rasping voice. "But you are not prepared."
Donovan lowered his weapon slowly, glancing at Morales, who was just as wary.
"Who are you?"
"Ayara," the woman replied. "I am the last of my people. The veil has taken everything from us, and now it has taken your comrades as well." Morales frowned.
"What do you know about the veil?"
Ayara's gaze darkened.
"It is not of this world. The veil came from the stars long before your kind arrived in this land. My ancestors fought against it, and they imprisoned it, binding it with an ancient relic. A relic you have destroyed."
Donovan clenched his jaw. The weight of Raze's betrayal sank deeper into his chest.
"How do we stop it?"
"There is only one way," Ayara said, her voice grave. "The veil must be contained again, but this time it will require more than a relic. The ritual to bind it again requires a sacrifice, a soul strong enough to hold the entity within them."
Donovan's stomach turned. "You're saying someone has to die?"
"Not die," Ayara corrected, "but become the vessel. The one who sacrifices themselves will live, but they will be consumed by the veil. Their body will become its prison, and their soul will be bound to the jungle for eternity."
Silence fell between them. Morales stared at Donovan, eyes wide with realization.
"We have to choose, don't we?"
Donovan's mind raced. They were running out of time. The veil was growing stronger with every passing hour, twisting the jungle into its playground. If they didn't act soon, it would escape the confines of the Amazon and spread beyond, devouring minds and lives in its wake.
"We don't have a choice," Donovan said, his voice hollow. "One of us has to do it."
The jungle thickened as Ayara led Donovan and Morales deeper into its heart, where even the sun seemed reluctant to follow.
Each step felt heavier than the last, as though the air itself was thickening with the veil's malevolent presence. The whispers that had once been distant and faint were now a constant murmur, tugging at the edges of their minds. With every passing mile, the jungle's hold on them grew stronger. Shadows darted just beyond their line of sight, and the trees themselves seemed to breathe with the dark intent. But it wasn't just the jungle they had to contend with. It was their own minds. The veil was inside them now, manipulating their deepest fears and regrets. Donovan's nightmares came to life before his eyes. Visions of past missions flashed in front of him. Missions where his decisions had led to failure, where innocent lives had been lost because of his orders. He saw the faces of civilians he hadn't been able to save, their eyes hollow and accusing. His team, the men and women he'd sworn to protect, appeared in the shadows, their bodies twisted and broken, their silent accusations cut deeper than any blade. He tried to focus, pushing the illusions away, but they clung to him like a second skin. His guilt was a weight that pressed down on him every step. The jungle knew, the veil knew. Beside him, Morales remained quiet, but Donovan could see the struggle in her eyes. She kept her emotions tightly controlled, but the cracks were beginning to show. He knew what haunted her. It was the same thing that had brought her here in the first place. Her father, who had disappeared in a jungle on a mission years ago, his body never recovered. Morales had always blamed herself, convinced that his death was somehow her fault. Now the veil was using that guilt against her.
"It's playing with us," Morales muttered, her voice tight. "It knows how to get under our skin."
Donovan glanced at her, his jaw clenched once more.
"We can't let it win. We just need to make it to the altar."
Ayara led them with an almost unnatural confidence, as though the jungle's dangers did not apply to her. But even she was wary of the veil's influence. As they ventured deeper, the symbols carved into the trees became more frequent, and the jungle itself seemed to bend around them, guiding them toward the altar, or perhaps trapping them. Suddenly, the jungle parted, and they found themselves standing before a towering stone altar, half buried between centuries of growth. The air here was colder, thicker, as though the very space around them resisted their presence. Ayara approached the altar slowly, her movements deliberate.
"This is the place," she whispered, her voice reverent. "The altar where the veil was once bound."
Before Donovan could respond, a familiar voice echoed through the clearing.
"Ah, you made it."
Donovan and Morales spun around, weapons raised. Ray stood at the edge of the clearing, his figure barely visible through the haze of mist that clung to the jungle floor. He looked no worse for wear. His expression calm, almost amused.
"You should have turned back," Ray said, stepping forward. "But I suppose it's too late for that now."
"Stay back," Donovan warned, his grip tightening on his weapon.
Ray chuckled softly.
"There's no need for that, Captain. I'm not your enemy. In fact, I'm here to help you."
"Help us," Morales spat.
"You betrayed us. You led us here to die."
Ray sighed, as though disappointed in their lack of understanding.
"You don't see it yet, do you? The veil isn't something to be feared. It's the future. It offers salvation, immortality. Look at me. This jungle has been my home for years, and I've become part of it. I am free."
"Free?" Donovan scoffed. "You're a slave to that thing."
"Ah, you misunderstand, Captain," Ray said, his voice smooth, almost hypnotic. "The veil doesn't enslave. It empowers. It shows us the truth. You've felt it, haven't you? The power coursing through the jungle. The way it bends reality, manifests your fears. Imagine what it could do if you embraced it. You wouldn't have to run from your guilt anymore. You could be free."
Donovan stepped forward, his anger simmering beneath the surface.
"We're not surrendering to the veil."
Raze raised an eyebrow.
"No? And how do you plan to stop it? By smashing another relic? By sacrificing one of your own?
You've seen what it's capable of. Do you really think you can escape?
Donovan hesitated. His mind was racing. Reyes was toying with them, trying to plant doubt. But there was a kernel of truth in his words. The vow was stronger than they'd anticipated, and with every passing moment, it was growing more powerful.
Morales stepped forward, her gaze hard.
We're not giving in, Reyes. We'll find a way to stop it.
Reyes smiled, a slow, dangerous smile.
We'll see.
With that, he turned and disappeared back into the mist, his voice lingering in the air like a poisonous whisper. The tension between Donovan and Morales had been simmering for days now, but it was reaching a breaking point. As they stood before the altar, the weight of what lay ahead pressed down on both of them. One of them would have to make the sacrifice. One of them would have to become the vessel to contain the veil.
Right, I'll do it, Donovan said, breaking the silence.
Morales turned to him, her eyes wide.
What? No, we'll find another way.
There is no other way, Donovan said, his voice steady. This is on me. I led us here. I lost the team. I have to make it right.
Morales shook her head, her jaw tight.
Don't be stupid. You're the only one that can lead us out of this. You can't just throw your life away.
This isn't about me, Donovan said. It's about stopping the veil. If I have to give up my life to do that, then so be it.
Morales stepped forward then, her eyes blazing.
I'm not losing another leader, Donovan. I'm not losing another friend.
Words hung between them, heavy with unspoken emotions. The weight of their shared trauma, their shared guilt, pressed down on both of them. Donovan knew Morales was right. He didn't want to die. But he also knew that someone had to make the sacrifice. And he was the one who'd led them into this nightmare.
Donovan,
Morales' voice softened.
There has to be another way.
Donovan looked away, his jaw clenched once more. I don't think there is.
The air around the sacred altar crackled with energy as Donovan and Morales stood side by side, staring up at the towering stone monolith that would serve as their last hope. The jungle had grown deathly quiet, the silence amplifying the sound of their labored breathing. But as soon as Donovan stepped toward the altar to begin the ritual, the jungle came alive in a violent surge. Trees bent unnaturally, the ground rippled as though it were liquid, and shadows writhed in every direction. The veil was no longer just a presence lurking in the background. It had fully manifested, towering above them as a monstrous, twisted form, a nightmarish amalgamation of countless fears and horrors. It was as though the very fabric of reality had begun to warp around the entity, the jungle morphing into an unrecognizable hellscape. Donovan felt a chill run down his spine as the veil's form solidified. It was now a mass of darkness, eyes and faces shifting in and out of its twisted shape, each one mirroring the deepest fears of those that had ventured into the jungle. The temperature dropped suddenly, and a cold mist swirled around them, thick and suffocating. Without warning, the veil attacked. Not with physical force, but by delving into their minds. Donovan and Morales gasped as their surroundings blurred and fractured, each one pulled into a world of torment crafted from their own worst memories. For Donovan, it was a mission gone terribly wrong. A village in flames, civilians crying out for help, and his team scattered in the chaos. He could hear the screams, feel the heat of the flames, the weight of every decision he'd made that had led to this moment. It was a crushing wave of guilt and despair, pressing down on him until he felt like he couldn't breathe. He saw the faces of those who had died because of him, his team, the innocent people caught in the crossfire. They were all there, accusing him, reminding him of his failures. While the temptation to give in, to surrender to the veil, grew stronger with every passing second, it'd be so easy just to let go. The pain, the guilt, all of it would fade if he simply stopped resisting. But through the fog of his torment, he heard Morales' voice, faint but steady.
Donovan, stay with me. Don't let it win.
Her words cut through the illusion, and suddenly the flames began to recede. Donovan blinked, struggling to focus. Morales was fighting her own battle. He could see it in the way she clenched her fists, the way her face twisted with pain. But she wasn't giving in. She was holding on, grounding herself in the present, refusing to let the veil take her. With great effort, Donovan pulled himself out of the nightmare, the jungle's twisted reality coming back into focus. The veil was still there, looming over them, but they'd survived its mental assault, for now. Together they turned their attention to the altar. Ayara stood nearby, her hands trembling as she began chanting the ancient words of the ritual. The air around them shimmered, and for the first time the veil seemed to recoil, its form flickering as the ritual took hold. Donovan knew this had to be done. He had to make the sacrifice. The veil could not be destroyed, but it could be contained, bound once more to the altar as it had been centuries ago. As he stepped forward, ready to offer himself, a figure emerged from the mist. Raze.
You really thought it would be that easy, didn't you?
Raze said, his voice dripping with mockery. Donovan froze, his heart sinking. Ray stood there, his eyes gleaming with a dangerous intensity. He looked different now, stronger, more confident. There was a strange energy radiating from him, as though he'd fully embraced the veil's power.
Ray's,
Morales growled, raising her weapon.
Stay back.
Ray's laughed softly.
I wouldn't bother. Your guns are useless now.
With a wave of his hand, the ground beneath them shifted, and the jungle seemed to bend to his will. Trees twisted and groaned, the very earth quaking beneath their feet.
You see, Ray's continued, stepping closer, I've been planning this for a long time. You were never supposed to succeed. The team, the mission, it was all a lie. I brought you here because I needed your fear. The veil feeds on it. Thanks to you and your fallen comrades, it's stronger than ever.
Donovan's heart pounded in his chest.
You used us.
Ray smiled coldly.
Yes, you were never here to stop the veil. You were here to empower it. To empower me.
The realization hit them like a punch to the gut. The entire mission, everything they'd fought for, had been a setup. Rays had manipulated them from the start, using them to fuel the veil's power.
And now,
Rays said, turning his gaze to the altar,
it's time for the final step.
He raised his arms and the veil responded, its massive form shifting and growing even more monstrous. The shadows twisted around him as if embracing him, and for a moment it seemed like he was merging with the entity itself.
I will become the vessel.
Reyes declared, his voice echoing with an otherworldly resonance.
I will contain the veil's power, not to stop it, but to harness it. Together we will become gods.
Donovan and Morales exchanged a horrified glance. Reyes wasn't trying to contain the veil. He was trying to merge with it to become something far more dangerous.
No,
Donovan shouted, rushing toward Reyes. But Reyes was too fast.
With a flick of his wrist, Donovan was thrown back, landing hard against the ground.
The veil surged towards the altar, the air around them crackling with dark energy.
Donovan!
Morales cried, rushing to his side. Donovan groaned, struggling to his feet.
Oh, his mind raced.
There had to be a way to stop Ray's, but the ritual, well, he wasn't sure if they could still complete it. Morales looked at the altar, then back at Donovan.
We have to stop him.
Donovan nodded, his eyes filled with grim determination.
Let's finish this.
Together they turned toward Reyes, who stood at the center of the chaos, his body glowing with the veil's power. But there was still one thing he hadn't accounted for. Donovan and Morales' resolve. They'd come too far to let him win. And so, they charged toward the altar. Their final battle against the Veil and Rays about to begin. Part 5.
The jungle was crumbling around them, vines thrashing like serpents, the ground shifting as if it were alive. Trees twisted unnaturally, bending and snapping under the weight of the veil's dark energy, casting shadows that danced eerily in the dim, otherworldly light. The once lush and vibrant Amazon had turned into a nightmarish hellscape. Donovan Morales faced Reyes at the center of the chaos, the ancient altar glowing with a wicked energy as the veil, now fused with Reyes, writhed above him, a formless, monstrous entity that distorted the very air. The sky churned, dark clouds swirling overhead, casting the world in a thick, oppressive darkness. Reyes was no longer fully human. His eyes glowed with an unnatural light, his body crackling with dark power. The veil had granted him strength beyond comprehension, and he moved with a speed and ferocity that made him nearly invincible. "You can't stop this," Reyes sneered, his voice echoing with the power of the veil. "I am the veil now. This is the future, Donovan. World where fear and power reign." Donovan and Morales rushed at him, determination burning in their eyes. They had to stop him, no matter the cost. Reyes moved with terrifying speed, dodging their attacks effortlessly. He struck out, sending Donovan sprawling into the dirt with a powerful blow, the force of it knocking the wind from his lungs. Morales swung her knife at Reyes, but he caught her wrist mid-swing and flung her aside like a rag doll. She crashed into a tree, a sickening crack echoing through the jungle as she slumped to the ground, blood trickling from the corner of her mouth. Gritting her teeth, she tried to rise, but pain shot through her body, leaving her gasping for breath. "Morales," Donovan shouted, scrambling to his feet, his heart pounding in his chest. But Dr. Reyes was already upon him, his eyes glowing with dark triumph. "You're too late, Captain," he growled, raising his hand, a wave of dark energy surging toward Donovan. "The veil has already won." Donovan barely dodged the attack, rolling to the side as the ground where he'd stood exploded, sending debris flying into the air. His mind raced. Reyes was too powerful, the veil's influence making him nearly unstoppable. They couldn't defeat him, not with force alone. But then his eyes flickered to the altar, glowing with ancient power. The veil had been contained once before, bound to that very relic. Reyes thought himself invincible, but there had to be a way. Donovan's heart sank as the realization hit him once more. The only way to stop Reyes, the only way to stop the veil, was to contain it. But the relic had been shattered. There was only one vessel left. Him. A surge of dread washed over him, but he knew what he had to do. It wasn't about destroying the veil. It was about containing it. Containing it within himself. Reyes laughed, the sound echoing through the jungle like a death knell. "You can't win, Donovan. Surrender now and I might let you live." Ignoring Reyes's taunts, Donovan sprinted toward the altar, his mind made up. He would have to be the prison, the living vessel to contain the entity. It was the only way. "Donovan, no!" Morales cried out, struggling to her feet, her voice thick with pain. "There has to be another way." But Donovan knew there wasn't. Time was running out, and if they didn't act now, the veil would consume them, and then the world. He glanced back at her, his face filled with a grim determination. "It's the only way, Morales. I have to stop this." Reyes realized what Donovan was trying to do, and his eyes widened in fury. "No, no, you won't take this from me." He charged toward Donovan, dark energy crackling all around him. But Morales, with a last burst of strength, threw herself into his path, tackling him to the ground. She groaned in pain as Reyes slammed her against the earth, but it gave Donovan the few precious seconds he needed. Standing at the altar, Donovan placed his hands on the glowing stone, feeling the raw power surging through him. How his mind raced with images, the faces of his team, the mission, all the lives that had been lost. But this was his chance to make it right. The veil's monstrous form shrieked,
sensing what he was about to do. It lashed out, tendrils of shadow reaching for him, but Donovan stood firm, his eyes blazing with resolve. "I'll be your prison," he whispered. "I'll hold you." And then, with a final desperate act, Donovan let the veil into his mind. The world around him exploded into chaos as the entity surged into him, its dark energy flooding his consciousness, threatening to overwhelm him with every nightmare, every fear, every regret he had ever felt. For a moment, Donovan screamed, his body convulsing under the strain. The veil's presence was too much, too vast, too ancient for a human mind to contain. But Donovan fought with every fiber of his being, pushing back against the darkness, forcing it to stay within him. Reyes howled in fury as the power he'd sought for so long was ripped from him. The dark energy around him began to dissipate, and for the first time there was fear in his eyes.
"No, this was supposed to be mine,"
he shouted, scrambling toward the altar. But it was too late. Donovan's body glowed with an eerie light as the veil's power was sealed within him, contained by sheer force of will. The jungle seemed to be quiet around them, the thrashing trees and shifting earth finally stilling as the entity was bound once more. Morales stumbled toward Donovan, her face pale and drawn, blood still trickling from her injuries.
"Donovan, you did it."
Donovan turned to her, his eyes glowing faintly with the remnants of the veil's power. His face was a mask of exhaustion, his body trembling from the effort of containing the entity.
"I had to," he whispered, his voice barely audible. "It was the only way."
Morales reached out, a hand resting on his arm.
"We'll get you out of here. We'll find a way to..."
But Donovan shook his head, a faint, sad smile on his lips.
"No, Morales, I'm not leaving. I can't. The veil's inside me now. If I leave, it leaves too."
Tears welled in her eyes as she realized the truth. Donovan had become the new vessel, the living prison for the veil. He was trapped just as the ancient relic had once contained the entity. The jungle was silent now, the nightmare seemingly over. But at what cost? Donovan took a deep breath, his eyes filled with both sorrow and resolve.
"You need to go, Morales. Get out of the jungle and war on the world."
Morales opened her mouth to protest, but Donovan cut her off with a look.
"I can hold it," he said softly, "but I don't know for how long."
As the jungle around them seemed to settle, the weight of the sacrifice hung heavy in the air. Morales nodded, her heart breaking as she realized there was no other way. Donovan would stay behind, the veil's new prison, as the rest of the world moved on, unaware of the dark force now bound within one man's soul. The jungle slowly began to return to its natural state. The thrashing vine stilled, the oppressive darkness lifted, and the eerie silence that had settled over the forest began to break with the sounds of distant wildlife. It was as if the jungle itself breathed a sigh of relief, freed from the suffocating grasp of the veil. Morales stood in the clearing, her body battered and bruised, her mind reeling from the horrors she'd just witnessed. Blood soaked through her clothes, but the pain felt distant, muted by the shock of everything that had happened. She stared after Donovan, his figure growing smaller as he vanished into the depths of the Amazon, swallowed by the endless sea of trees and mist. She wanted to call out to stop him, but she knew it was too late. Donovan was gone. He'd sacrificed everything to contain the veil, to ensure that the nightmare didn't spread beyond the jungle. He'd become the living prison for the malevolent entity, bound to it forever. A soft rustling behind her made Morales turn. Ayara, the elder who had guided them, stood at the edge of the clearing, her eyes filled with both sorrow and acceptance. The jungle had taken Donovan, as it had taken many before him, but this time the sacrifice had saved the world from something far worse. Ayara limped forward, her weathered hands resting on Morales' shoulder.
"He's gone now, child," she said in a voice heavy with wisdom. "As long as he remains in the jungle, the veil will be kept in check. The balance has been restored."
Morales swallowed, her throat tight with emotion.
But at what cost? She whispered, her voice breaking. Donovan, he's trapped here forever.
Ayara nodded slowly, her gaze turning to the jungle where Donovan had disappeared.
Yes, his sacrifice ensures the veil remains contained. But the cost is his isolation. He can never return to the world beyond the trees. If he does, the veil will come with him.
Morales clenched her fists, tears stinging her eyes. She'd known Donovan for years, trusted him with her life. And now he was gone, not dead but lost to a fate worse than death. Forever trapped in the Amazon, bound to an ancient evil that he would fight for the rest of his life.
What do I do now?
Morales asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Ayara looked at her with kind, ancient eyes.
You live, child. You carry the burden of his sacrifice, and you warn others of what lies here. The jungle is not safe, it never has been. The weight of her words settled over Morales like a shroud. She felt an ache deep in her chest, a hollow emptiness where hope had once been. She knew Ayara was right. Donovan had given his life, his very soul, to protect the world from the veil. It was her duty now to honor that sacrifice. As the sun began to rise, casting its light over the Amazon, Morales turned away from the altar, away from the place where Donovan had disappeared. She knew she had to leave, to escape the jungle before the veil's influence tried to claim her too. But as she took her first steps toward the distant horizon, she glanced back one last time. Somewhere, deep in the heart of the jungle, Donovan still lived, fighting every day to keep the veil contained. And though she would never see him again, she would carry his memory with her always.
And so once again, we reach the end of tonight's podcast. My thanks, as always, to the authors of those wonderful stories, and to you for taking the time to listen. Now, I'd ask one small favor of you. Wherever you get your podcast from, please write a few nice words and leave a 5-star review, as it really helps the podcast. That's it for this week, but I'll be back again same time, same place, and I do so hope you'll join me once more. Until next time, sweet dreams and bye-bye.